African parents and the parents that Jesus Christ had here when he got lost in the temple for like 3 days. Imagine an African child got lost in the temple for 3 days. And you're not telling your mother that, mommy, don't you know I'm
I mean, you know, you're not serious. You're not serious. How you talk? You are talking back when I'm talking.
Don't
your
you
mother
know?
Will be looking around. You'll be looking around. Easter special, Surviving Babylon. Let's go. What are we doing for our Easter special, Bernard?
Easter special. So we're essentially going to be talking about like the significance of Easter.
Oh.
Like, yeah, because most times people tend to think Easter is all Easter bunnies and looking for Easter eggs and actually completely lose sight of the entire point of Easter. We're going to be basically sharing like what Easter actually means in Christianity.
I actually like this Easter.
Okay.
Because this is the first Easter where I feel like I'm not taking things for granted, you know.
Mm.
I'm not taking the sacrifice for granted, you know, that I actually like appreciate and acknowledge, you know, what Easter means, you know. I used to remember like before my friend who's like we both like went to high school together,
mm-hmm.
every Easter he would come to Hamburg.
Mm.
He would be like, "Are you coming to Hamburg?" And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "You this boy. What's wrong with you? It's Easter. You don't want to go to church on Easter. You don't want to be with your family." I'm like, come off from there. Like, I might not want to kill Jesus. But now, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. And now we're here. Now, yeah, I can say glory. Thank you to God, you know, for this sacrifice. So that I too can benefit, you know, from this grace, this mercy, this love. Yeah. So Tell us something. You were saying people think Easter is just Easter bunnies.
Yeah. And so, also, some people also see Easter as like an excuse to, shall I say, not feel guilty for not going to church for like months and be like, okay, it's Easter, so I'm just going to go to church now.
So they just go to church on
Easter to be as if, at least I went to church on Easter, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's still there. So yeah, Easter. So essentially, Easter is basically, should I say, celebrating the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And if you notice it, most times Easter is actually on Sunday. So basically, Jesus Christ died. Okay, if we were to use like the Easter like calculation, Jesus Christ died on Friday, then spent 3 days in the grave, then resurrected on Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Glory be to God.
Yeah. So and
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So
Jesus is Lord.
So with that resurrection, what did it actually mean for believers? Like essentially, because of, okay, let me just open a scripture, can you project Romans chapter 6 verse 4?
I can.
Thank you. Romans
chapter 6. Bitte schön, kein Problem, das mache ich doch immer gerne. Romans chapter 6. Would you have liked to live in the time of Jesus?
No.
Because then you'll be...
I probably would not be saved.
Really?
Probably would not be saved.
Because you wouldn't have been chosen.
Because by then, the disciples would not have gotten to Africa.
Would you have liked to live the time of Jesus in the proximity of Jesus Christ? As in like at his location in Jerusalem?
Mm-mm.
Bethlehem,
no.
Canaan.
I'd love to see Jesus, but living in that time, no.
Capernaum.
Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
I know. Yeah. Capernaum. Is it Capernaum that he was?
Jesus Christ went to a lot of places. Actually, he went to Bethsaida. He went to Jerusalem. He went to
Galilee.
Yeah, he went to Nazareth. Nazareth too. He went to a lot of places.
Nazareth. There's a Ghanaian song, like a Jama song, where it's like he was in Canaan. He was. Like those kind of like, show you later.
Okay.
Okay. But I would like to live there.
I would love to see it.
Oh yeah.
But live there.
But I'm not saying whether I would have been, because I feel like everything that happened was meant to happen.
Yeah.
There. Like the disciples were already chosen before he came. So
yeah.
He knew who he would have chosen. So if you were not a disciple, I would have been like a Pharisee. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I would be the one Jesus would be talking to, like, woe to you Pharisees. I'll be like, I just wanted to see, you know?
I don't really want to, because Jesus Christ's ministry only lasted for like 3 years. Then
was what?
Jesus Christ, his ministry only lasted for 3 years before he was crucified. He started when he was 30. He was, I think he died at 33.
bro. Jesus, someone should have really told us like the life of Jesus before like all this.
I know, right?
Because what was he doing the whole time? Like, I want to know, what was he doing? How was Jesus as a child?
You know, I actually heard a joke once, yeah? I actually heard like a really funny joke. I think on Instagram, you know, the comedian, yeah? He was trying to like give like a discrepancy between African parents and the parents that Jesus Christ had, yeah? When he got lost in the temple for like 3 days. Imagine an African child got lost in the temple for 3 days. And you're not telling your mother that, mommy, don't you know,
you're not serious. You're not serious. How you talk? You are talking back when I'm talking.
Don't
your
you
mother
know?
Will be looking around. You'll be looking around. Are you talking? Is it me? Like, must my ears be deceiving me, or did this child just say, don't you know I was in my father's house?
Bro. And the punchline of that joke was that when he now went back to Jesus, yeah, that nobody knows what actually happened. But do you notice that after that event, we didn't hear about Jesus again until... I did not think that way until you actually pointed it out. I was like, wait. After that event, bro, we don't hear anything about Jesus again until he was not 30. I was like, wait, what did Mary do?
I really want to know, like, what was he doing? Like, how was he as a child? Like, was he still with, could he still do miracles at that age?
No, Jesus Christ did not do miracles. You know? The first miracle Jesus Christ did was when he was in that wedding. That was the first miracle he ever did in the wedding.
So do you think that perhaps God made Jesus live like a normal human
being? Yeah, Jesus Christ was a normal human being, like a typical...
No, without the miracles, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
Jesus Christ was a human being. But he knew the word of God.
Yes. But I'm saying that you think Jesus Christ, God made, didn't give him that power till he was 30. Till he was at that age where we were supposed to know.
You know, I think Jesus Christ kind of like... knew, I feel. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like he kind of like knew, because before he performed that first miracle, when his mother, because that was the first miracle.
The time has not come yet.
Exactly. And do you know what Mary said after? She was like, after he said that my time has not come yet, Mary was not like, Mary now met the servant and said that, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Do it. So perhaps Mary knew what Jesus was capable of. So that means Jesus at age of 8 was doing things that 8 years children should not be doing.
Maybe.
Or could not be doing. Maybe. So he was probably performing like
some kind of
miracles. Also like, but the public one was just the one that he did publicly.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So the possibility was moving in some kind of a dimension silence. Of, yeah.
Jesus was moving in silence before he was 30.
Yeah, but the fact remains that he was human, like every one of us. Yeah, so, yeah. Then he then got like the infilling of the Holy Spirit when he got baptized by John the Baptist, when the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove. So at that point, Jesus Christ had like the full, should I say, because God, Jesus Christ at that point had like the full infilling of the Holy Spirit. Like, there was no, it was the full manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the life of a human being. That was the embodiment of Jesus Christ.
Have you seen anyone fast 40 days and 40 nights before?
Yes, Moses.
No, apart from these people.
Apart from these people, I've heard.
Have you seen?
I've not seen, because who... you have to be really. Yeah, but I've only heard.
Bro, have you heard of this trend going on in like Africa, like Kukathon, Singathon, like
Hilda Bassi in Nigeria? She did that one Kukathon.
Yeah.
But I think now she's no longer the world record holder. One guy took it.
Because we also did it. Some girl in Ghanaian in Ghana did.
Nah, she didn't break Hilda's record. It was a guy that broke Hilda's record.
Oh, some girl also did longer than
longer.
She did it after, yeah, she did it. So if you're attempting it after her, it means you're intending to break. And she did it longer than her, but I don't know if they recognized it
okay, let's start them.
But my point is that it's because I actually I haven't heard anyone said that they've done like a 40 days 40 nights fasting. Because Jesus did 40 days 40 nights fasting, no food, no water, right? So
I don't know about water.
No water, it's Jesus now.
Jesus Christ was human.
Ah, but it's Jesus.
Jesus Christ was human.
Has a human died on the cross?
No, but Jesus Christ was human. I know that in the Bible, I know that. In the Bible, I know that. Yeah, human beings have died on the cross, bro. Jesus Christ was crucified with two other people. So crucifixion was not like a new thing.
But Jesus, bro, this thing about Jesus Christ is human, mm-hmm. is really like we say it just like that. But Jesus Christ is human.
Do you know why it's dangerous to think that Jesus Christ was not human? I'm actually going to show you why it's very, very dangerous to actually think that way. Can you project John chapter 4, verse 2? Sorry, 1 John. Yep. Mm-hmm. So now, 1 John chapter 4, verses 2. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, as human, is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. So people,
what you said is not the same thing as what this is exactly what I was saying. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a difference between not acknowledging that Jesus Christ is sent from God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, there are certain religions that does not believe that the nature of who Jesus Christ is as described in the Bible.
Mm.
Me and you know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior. And we believe that, you know, Jesus Christ died for our sins. Like all these things. Like we believe that he came. He was a man. We believe that he was a human being. Jesus Christ came in the form of a man. Yes. But what this verse is talking about, mm-hmm. these are people that don't believe in any of the things that we said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where I wanted to just focus on is the verse 2, that Jesus Christ mm-hmm. has come in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In the flesh, meaning flesh, like me and you, like he's human, like me and you.
Yeah.
That's just the point I was trying to point out.
Yeah.
So basically, Jesus Christ was God in man form.
Yes. There are people in the flesh, bro, like me and you, that can do things that me and you cannot do.
True.
Also.
True. But yeah, but I just for anybody thinking that, because there's some people that actually think that Jesus Christ was not like a human being like them. They'd be like, Jesus Christ was not like a human being like me and you. Yeah.
Yes. It's true. But the point I was trying to make is that there are things that Jesus could do that we could not do.
True.
So that's yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, he could not sin, for example.
Yeah.
Sin was not in his nature.
True.
Yeah.
True, exactly, actually. True.
So, yeah, bro, let's continue our Easter preaching.
Like, the way we debated then. But, yeah, so... Yeah, so basically, essentially, Easter is Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was actually going to show you a scripture before we talked about... Yes. Do you remember the scripture?
Yes.
Yeah. So we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
Amen.
So the significance of Easter is basically us celebrating this new life and also celebrating the death. Yeah, because if Jesus Christ did not die and resurrect, we would not have this life. We will not be able to say no to sin. We would still be, there would be no need for this, our salvation or hope in heaven. We would have been bound to go straight to hellfire if Jesus Christ did not actually do what he did by resurrecting. Yeah? So basically, in a nutshell, Easter is celebrating the resurrection and this new life that we have in Christ Jesus. Yeah.
Amen. I feel like isn't there an also other aspect of Easter?
Which aspect?
Like Easter... It's also something to actually remember us that, you know, that we were bought with a price, you know, Christians, we were bought with a price. So we should be careful of how we behave with this transaction, you know, like not taking this for granted, you know. And this is the sacrifice that was made for us on the cross. And in the book of, is it Corinthians? Bro, please, which verse does it say that... So Easter is to show us that Jesus Christ died for our sins
mm-hmm.
and that we are saved through the sacrifice
mm-hmm.
and through the grace of Jesus Christ, we are saved and that we might not, you know, be bound to hellfire, right? Which verse does it say that when we sin, deliberately, there is no sacrifice that can save us? Which verse is that?
I know I've sent it to you once.
Really?
I feel like I've sent that to you.
Is it like James? Is it James or Corinthians?
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4.
It says that It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away to be brought back to repentance.
Yeah, and if you continue.
To their loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just continue.
To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Shall I continue?
Yeah, we're done.
Interesting verse, actually. But I meant something different.
Okay, what did you mean?
But this, let's expound on this. So this is saying, it is impossible for those who have been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the word of and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away to be brought back to repentance.
Hmm.
Meaning that, what is it saying? It doesn't mean that people who have, like, it's impossible for them to actually repent, like go back to that stage where they need repentance. Now I get the verse. So basically this person is saying is that after receiving all these things,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's impossible to repent.
Yeah, because
it's impossible to benefit from that grace.
Yeah, because you've already been saved. Yeah, but like, should I say, it's just like you do not know about the cure for cancer.
Yeah,
and somebody tells you the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
And you know that this is the cure for cancer, but you then decide that you don't take the cure. Yeah. Won't the person still die of cancer, even though he knows that there is a cure, because that person has decided not to take that cure? It's kind of like in this situation, like you've been saved, you know about Jesus Christ, you know about the powers, you know about the rapture, you know about all of these things, but still you still then decide to fall away, or let's say change religions, or be like, okay, I know about all of this and about Jesus Christ too, but okay, I ain't doing that anymore. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like.
All right. Actually, I found the verse that I was looking for, which is like Hebrews 10:26.
Okay.
Which is like
in the same Hebrews.
If we did, same Hebrews. Hebrews was just like out there, like telling people, you know, I think I read somewhere that the book of Hebrews
mm-hmm.
was written for like a specific people that were actually like on like lukewarm Christians actually back then. I think it was Tony Evans that said it.
Oh.
I don't know. So let's say it says that verse 26, it says that if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left.
Ooh,
but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So basically, if we take for granted the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and we keep on sinning, we're enemies of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Isn't that what the verse is saying?
Mm, yeah.
It says that if we deliberately keep on sinning, so if we, after repenting,
mm-hmm.
and we keep on sinning, it means that
nada. So this actually kind of answers the question to once saved, always saved.
Once saved, always saved.
So yeah, I mean,
this is dropping before.
This is going to.
Have a podcast on salvation.
Oh yeah, we did. Oh yeah. So guys, don't worry. We're gonna expand on this in the coming episodes about salvation.
Yeah.
But
So basically, I think this is also something that should be like taken in connection to Easter. Easter is not just something that we should remember as, well, Jesus Christ died for our sins and so we're saved, so we can go on misbehaving. The message here is that though Jesus Christ died for our sins and we're saved by that sin, we cannot keep on sinning deliberately. And that's the important word. The key word there is deliberately, you know, because we all know that we're humans and we fall short of the glory of God and as a result of our sins, and we're not perfect. So there are certain things that falls not under deliberate sins. Like, can you give like an example of something that, well, it's not like a deliberate sin, but still makes a sin?
Maybe let's say like, actually lying.
Yes.
Lying. You can lie by mistake. Lying
deliberate?
You can actually lie by mistake.
Really?
Lying is basically saying something that's not true.
I always think that lying is like deliberately, because if you don't know that mm-hmm. it's a mistake, then it's not lying.
But it's still a lie though.
To someone else, it's a mistake.
Yeah.
How can lying be a sin?
No,
I feel like, okay.
Okay, please continue.
No, just say what you're going
to say. Let's say I'm talking to somebody about how many phones I have, yeah? And I'm talking, bro, I think I have like three phones, yeah? Let's say I have like three phones, bro. Like what I tell you, I have three phones. Yeah, and I say I have three phones, yeah? And then I come back and I'll be like, wait, the phone I thought that was three, one of them spoiled, so I have only just two phones. Ah, So I lied. Oh my God. That kind of, yeah. So it can, it's not meant to, but it just happened. It just, maybe out of the moment, out of the emotions, it just came out and it was not true. So.
That's a good that's a good example. I think another example is perhaps what this deliberate thing is talking about is that, you know, when we are not convicted by the Holy Spirit of the things that we're doing, and we do that without no shame.
Exactly.
No,
that's deliberately sinning.
Yes, no shame, no regret, you know, like go clubbing, no regret, go partying, no regret, fornicate, no regret. Even if you fornicate and you still regret it, it's still deliberately sin because
you knew it was,
you knew how,
as we're taking off the shirts.
Yeah, you went through a process in order to do that. So that's like deliberate sinning,
yeah.
You know, but I think that even then, you know, I don't know. It's like, it's in the heart, you know, it's in the heart. And yeah, so this is what we should keep in mind, that Jesus died for our sins, but you know, we were bought with a price, and that price, bro, if I may, is this saying that price, that transaction can be taken back?
Apparently, there's no longer.
Apparently, there's no longer
payment.
The offer can be revoked.
Yeah.
Can be revoked because we deliberately sin.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said, if you're convicted by the Holy Spirit, if we do something that we know is wrong, and we're convicted by the Holy Spirit, and we ask for forgiveness, then, you know, it's like we're not deliberately sinning. But we also know what we are in our heads, in our minds, in our hearts. We know exactly things that we do on purpose and things that we don't do on purpose. Mm. So that's the key point, and that's the important thing. So yes.
Yeah.
Brother Bernard, what else are we going to add to our Easter special?
I think that's it, actually. It's like,
so yeah. So by the time you guys watch this or listen to this podcast, then Easter will be already over. We hope that you guys had a nice Easter.
Yep.
And we hope you guys took this, What is it? Is it a holiday? Is it a, what is it? This, what is it? Memorable
event.
Event as something meaningful to your life, empowering to your
sacred.
Sacred to your Christian journey. And we hope that the Holy Spirit and we hope that our Lord will give you strength to, you know, go through whatever journey that you're going through with Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So
yeah.
Happy Easter
to
everyone.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
Peace out.